To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
The Dow closed up by more than 400 points today as China says, well, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll just punt. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 10th of April. That story in just a minute, and thanks for being here. The food business is getting good and must be getting better. Today, the nation's largest grocery store chain said they're hiring like 11,000 workers. Sprint is paying a large fine. We'll tell you about that. Folks are hoarding Nikko wafers. What are they and why? Coming up. Congressman Eric Swalwell was in town talking about what? I got that story. Those stories, the markets, our guests. Coming up, Rob Sand is running for state auditor. We spent some time with him. Jason Roberts presented today at the State Historical Building about building a better block. And Phil James from Good Milkshake Digital joins me and Josh Fleming, the Marketing Vice President of Bank Iowa, talking about Marketing for Business, Episode 11. Lots to cover today. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for business, AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP Iowa. Taro International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. Well, stocks rallied as Wall Street breathed a sigh of relief after China's president said he would work to open the country's economy, easing trade war fears. The Dow ended up 428 points, with Boeing being the best performing stock. The index was up by more than 500 points earlier in the session. S&P 500 gained 1.6% in change, with energy leading the 10 sectors higher. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ added 2%. Full market report? That comes up later in the broadcast. Well, the food business must be good, or so it would seem. Today we learned that the nation's largest grocery store chain, Kroger, is going to hire 11,000 workers. Kroger said the hiring would not include jobs created as a result of capital investment like temporary construction jobs or increases due to the company's mergers. The company's hiring plan follows media reports that Kroger workers, led by civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., plan to protest at its Cincinnati headquarters against the alleged closure of several stores that serve minority communities. Well, Sprint's got to pay up. Sprint has agreed to pay $10 million to settle a Federal Communications Commission investigation over proper tower registration and environmental and historic impact reviews prior to building wireless infrastructure facilities. FCC also settled with privately held Mobilite LLC. That's a telecommunications infrastructure company. They settled for $1.6 million. So what's the beef? Well, it seems that in 2017, the FCC's Enforcement Bureau began investigating whether the two companies met requirements before constructing wireless infrastructure facilities. You see, after the rules then in effect deploying wireless infrastructure facilities like communication towers and structures for small cell systems, you got to have an environmental and historic preservation review before you start building. You got to do that stuff or you get fined. Well, we could not pass this story up. It's a story of supply and demand. Nikko wafers, you know what those are? You know, those chalky, curiously flavored candies that kids have been throwing away on Halloween for years? Well, they're suddenly red hot as their manufacturer teeters on the edge of a shutdown. Confectioner Nikko has been warning customers it's struggling, and it's been doing that for some time, and it said that it might be forced to lay off most of its workers if it can't find a buyer. And that has seemingly spurred a rush on its namesake candy. The Wall Street Journal reports that candy stores and consumers are buying Nikko products as fast as they can, with sales at some stores jumping by 50%. 5%. Yeah. Nikko wafers. Funny tasting little, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. To live in Iowa is to have a front row seat when it comes to the national political scene. Recently, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, and an Iowa native toured much of the state, talking and listening to Iowans. We started our conversation asking him about the impact China might have regarding our rural economy and business as a whole.
China's a bad actor, and what they've done with steel certainly makes us less competitive, and you need to prosecute the case against China. However, Donald Trump doing so impulsively and without our allies in this mix actually threatens the American worker. I toured a family farm today in Ankeny, and I talked to an Iowan about what his multi-generational farm will experience if these steep tariffs that China is putting in place on pork and soybeans would mean to him. And to him, it's going to hurt his livelihood. And, you know, he expects that we'd be tough on China. But, like many farmers I've talked to, wants a strategy. And so I think if the president, declared what our strategic objectives were and then how we're going to achieve them and what we're going to do to work with other allies, I think people would feel better about the way this is going. But this just, to me, feels, impulsive. And, the American worker works too hard and has built up too much for their families to see their livelihood threatened by impulse.
When we talk about not only the possible trade war with China, but we also talk about the equal branches of government, and it seems to many individuals that Congress may have abdicated their role just standing on the sideline. What's going on?
We are not helpless in Congress, to a executive who's acting with impulse and recklessly. We actually could stand up to him, and through the power of the purse and legislation we could put on his desk, we could protect American families. We're not doing that right now. And it's not just on tariffs. It's on what the president has done with immigration. It's how he's drawn us closer to war with Iran. It's the tax cuts that he continues to want to give away. And so I think most Americans right now, they just want to see a president checked. They want us to collaborate with him where we can, but where he's reckless and impulsive, they see right now there's no stoplight, stop sign, or cop on the beat, and they want that to change.
Final question, sir, and thanks for taking some time to be with us. You've been traveling all over the state of Iowa. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to win the House of Representatives, we have to win Iowa. If we don't win in Iowa, if we don't pick up a congressional seat here, there's no pathway to the majority. So I was born here. I was born in Sac City, and my dad was a cop in Algona. So I'm familiar with Iowa, and I love coming back. And I think the best thing I can do for my constituents in the country is to help us win the House, and that starts here in Iowa.
Thank you, Representative Swalwell.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
When we come back, Rob Sand is running for state auditor here in Iowa. We had a chance to catch up with him at a local event and find out more about this young man from Decorah. That story coming up next on the Business News Hour.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Yeah, to be hard.